Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Oh my gosh, it's so... Whoa!
We're in a Christmas Wonderland.
Hold on a second. My phone's ringing.
Who is it?
Hello?
Ooh.
Whoa. Got it.
What?
I just got word.
What is it?
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
You've got to be joking me.
It's the most...
Are you pulling my leg right now? It's the most wonderful time of the year of Monday. Because it's the Nevermind podcast coming back to you.
And the podcast that you're listening to.
I had a question for you.
It's the best podcast that you've ever heard.
He is a straight white guy. She is a straight white girl. And they are friends. It's the most bestest podcast you've ever heard. And they're both dumb as shit.
Except not the guy.
He's not that smart.
But he is. He did go
he
to
took
college.
For music management.
Not for music management. It was for the music industry.
Oh, even better. Even more vague.
But at least he did not go to musical theater school.
That's right, a private college.
Mine was private too.
Oh, I didn't know that. But you have a degree.
Yes, I do.
I have a diploma.
And I have a... Wait, what? What's the difference?
I don't know. Something. I don't have a BFA though. Cause that shit don't even fucking work. And you know it. If you have one, you know that shit doesn't even count.
Guys, welcome back to the Nevermind podcast. This is episode 59.
59, everybody. I won't lie to you. We haven't been here in a minute. That's fine.
If you haven't already, hit the follow button. Yeah. Hit the subscribe button if you're on YouTube. Drop a comment down below. Share it on your story.
Like this.
If you want extra special bonus content, head to the Patreon link in the bio. If
you want merchandise, we have merchandise. It's linked down below and it's merchandise for you and your friends. It's maybe a little bit on the pricier end, but of course, hello, in this economy, we understand.
I don't think it's pricey.
But the quality is...
The quality's nice. It's a good shirt.
Very good.
It's a good
guys,
hoodie.
We really thought about this. And so
if,
buy that.
You want the ad-free version. If you want access to the ad-free version, which you can actually listen to on Spotify still, head to the Patreon link in the bio. And that's all I had to say.
Go Arv.
Well, we have to. Well, that's a new thing.
I got a question for you. I'm starting off this pod.
Go.
This has been the podcast we've... I feel like this is our eighth Christmas episode. And...
Guess what?
There's still another one to come.
It's not a Christmas episode. It's just...
It's the holiday season.
It's the holiday season.
You're right. We do this once a week.
Yeah.
It's the holiday season.
It's the holiday season.
But speaking of 12 days of Christmas, 12 days, 12 podcast episodes of Christmas.
Yeah.
May I ask you, can you tell me, it's time for Christmas trivia. Cue the music, Connery.
Game.
I kind of like it when I say cue the music and you just leave me hanging though.
Okay.
Because whatever.
Well, we have game music.
No, I know.
Okay.
What'd you say?
We have game music.
Yeah, okay. Clip that, everybody. Fucking cancel his ass. So this is the thingy. What are the 12 days of Christmas my true love gave to me?
Okay.
Can you do it? Because at one point in my life, I knew it.
Okay.
My memory, I don't remember what we did this morning. So,
do you want me to sing it or do you want me to name all 12
whatever
things?
Whatever helps
okay.
you. I want you to name it, but if you have to sing it to remember it.
Okay. I know we've got obviously a partridge and a pear tree.
Well, be confident. Say it with your chest. Come on.
One.
Yeah.
Partridge and a pear tree.
Yep.
See, I want to start from 12, but I'm not confident enough to get up there. 2 turtle doves, 3 French hens. I should go backwards, but I don't know 12. Oh, this is hard. Okay. 3 French hens, 4 calling birds, 5 golden rings, 6 geese a-laying, 7 swans a-swimming, 8 pipers piping, 9 drummers drumming, 10 lords a-leaping,
11 dicks a second,
11 11 I don't know 12 and 11. And I
wait.
The other ones
where
are
were
in there
you?
Somewhere.
11 Lords Leaping?
I said Lords Leaping already.
Is that a thing? I can't even. 10 turtle doves, 3 French hens.
Not 10 turtle doves.
I wish, you know what we should have done? I should have gone first because I am so impressed with you and I don't know up from down. So wait.
Because we know like 7-ish down. I feel like. At least 6.
Lord's a leaping, honey. I never
6
heard that in my
Issa
life.
Lang, 5 golden rings, 4 calling doves, birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree. 12 cookies.
12. No, it's 12. Ba-da-da-dum. They all do that.
12 geese a lopping.
Nope.
12 ladies dancing. Ladies dancing is
ladies like, dancing one of them?
That's one of them. 12 ladies dancing. Is that
11.
Right? 11.
Pipers piping. Could be that.
But you already said that in a different
way. I know.
Wow. I feel like there's people screaming at their computers.
You gotta know what it is.
We've all sang it. We've all learned it at school. But I was like smoking weed and shit. School didn't give a fuck. Just kidding. I didn't see you smoke weed.
Course.
I was just dumb as shit. What?
Oh my gosh.
What?
Of course. 12.
11.
It's 12 drummers drumming.
11 letterboxed reviews.
12 drummers drumming. 11 pipers piping. 10 lords a leaping. 9 ladies dancing.
Ah.
8.
Geese a laying.
Nope. 8.
I want to say that so bad. 8. Jumping jackals.
Maids
a cleaning.
Close.
Maids a laughing.
Maids a milking.
Oh, fuck.
8 maids a milking. 7 swans a swimming. 6 geese a laying. 5 golden rings.
Can you look up the VeggieTales version of that?
Sure.
Because I think they also did one and it was more, I think it was Polish themed.
The 8 Polish foods of Christmas.
What'd I fucking say to your ass?
I don't necessarily want to play it.
Copyright? No, you have to play it. Just read it to me, the lyrics.
I'm not seeing specific lyrics. And okay. This website is making my shit crash. Hold on. I'm going to find this. Aha.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh no, it's all over the place. Okay. Hold on. I got it.
Go ahead. So the audio listeners only are having a really good time right now as we look for this. You'd think by episode 59 we'd be understanding this.
Eight poppy seed cakes.
That's what I had. Remember? You tried it.
7 pitted prunes.
Did Disgusting. Great.
Six fried krushikis.
Krushikis.
Yep.
Those are what I also made for you. They're like the angel wings with the powdered dust.
Yes.
So you've had those too?
Five smoked kielbasas.
Oh, I love that. And you had that too, huh?
Four baked paprikas.
Yeah. Is that Polish?
Three simmered gołąbki.
Which is cabbage rolls.
Two steamed pierogies.
Ah.
And a boiled potato topped with dill weed.
Pretty good.
That's pretty Polish.
It's pretty
Polish. Is VeggieTales Polish?
Yeah. One of the creators, I think, is Polish.
Whoa. Oh, that makes sense, actually. Because there's like two.
Well, that was how I got into the arts. You know that, right?
But it's VeggieTales.
Well.
You got into the, I don't think people know this, actually.
What?
You got into the arts through VeggieTales.
Stop. Don't fuck with me.
No, tell them.
Don't fuck with me.
You got into the arts through VeggieTales. Tell them.
Okay, I'll tell them. Stop. You're being a dick. So.
Wait, is that actually true? I was just trying to be funny.
So this is my very, okay. So I was an only child up until I was 6 years old, right? And I had an older, let's call her a cousin because I've always called her cousin, but we're not blood related, but she's Polish. Because none of my Polish family lives in Canada. You make friends, you make family out of Polish people that are friends with you. So in a similar situation. So it's Christmas and my Polish cousin who's 3 years older than me, she's like, do you want to make up a dance? And I was like, what does that mean? Like, I've never done that before. I'm 5 years old.
Yeah.
I've taken dance classes. I love the Spice Girls. I love Avril Lavigne. Or no, Avril was later. But Backstreet Boys, oh my God, right? And so I was like, she's like, what CDs do you have? My five-year-old ass, the only CD I had.
VeggieTales.
VeggieTales Christmas CD that my dad got me, right? So what did we do? You'd think, oh, we put on three songs, we make up. No, honey. We choreographed, we put on the whole 12 track list and we did dances to every single one.
Wow. Do you remember any of them?
Well, mind you, she was not a dancer and I was yet to be a dancer. So it was just walking around in circles. But then this was my intro to comedy as well, right? So then there were like little bits where we would like lip sync, like it was like scenes and they loved that. Like it'd be like, and like I was getting laughs and I was like, this is okay. Like I'm fucking crushing right now, right? Like Netflix special one. Then I'm like doing this thing and I do slapstick comedy. I lift one of my legs and I fall on my butt like on purpose and I get a big laugh.
Oh boy.
So then, this is all on tape, by the way.
Yeah.
I did it about 20 more times after that.
You never felt so good getting that reaction.
And they were all like, okay, you can stop. You're going to hurt yourself. Like, you don't have to.
Yeah.
And anyway, so that was that was the very first show. And we charged money for the tickets because I've always been a businesswoman.
Yes, you have.
Right? And what did we do with the money? Bought Polly's pockets.
I believe that actually is truly, I think that's the seed planting of your
1,000,000%. And then
that was the first time you ever like performed.
Yes.
Yeah. And you loved it.
Oh.
Everyone was laughing at you.
And then
everyone was looking at you. All attention was on you.
No, stop.
I'm not saying that, but it's just as a little kid, you're like.
Well, I was still, I'm a bit of a late bloomer. And no, that don't mean I got my titties later in life.
I had a similar thing.
What is wrong with me today? So you got pubes later? What?
No.
I need to stop. I need to stop.
When I was in third grade, I think, I played drums at a talent show.
Yes.
And the way that everybody reacted to it, I was like, this is my career.
You're like, this is the high.
I'm going to be a drummer.
And then what are you now? A podcaster for
an actor. About a podcast host, a social media content creator.
I was going to say make a dig at us and say we have, yeah, that's right. We get 8,000 views on a video and about 10,000 listens on Spotify.
I don't even look at the numbers. I thought like millions of people listen to this. Wait.
Truly, but that's actually a lot. Like that's actually a lot of people.
And thank you to all the fans.
Stop. I'm being genuine.
I know, me too.
And I'm saying actually thank you because that's actually not a little bit of people. And it now has made me nervous that, because it is so, that it, you know what I mean? Like this is so insular.
Okay.
That I do not, that is not compute through the brain that people actually listen to this.
I forget that people listen to this.
I forget that people listen to this. So.
And then every week on Sunday night when it's getting uploaded.
I go. Mamma Mia Pizza Pie.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Wait, there's an hour of me just like saying random shit that's about to like go.
Well, and we're done talking about the podcast. Done. So. Then I became a late bloomer, right? Or no, I just was. So I was always, I didn't even get into courses, into the course and shit that was free. Like anybody who walked into the room got in the course. I did not make it into the course. I had no star quality, nothing.
Well, maybe at the time you were just too good for the chorus, but you weren't good enough yet for a main role. They couldn't just put you in the chorus.
But now those people who, oh, they all got the leads in community theater. Look at me now. Working with vitamin water.
Cheetos.
But truly, it just goes to show you can get better. Because I was not born for this. I'll say that.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
I'll say that.
Speaking of getting better.
I love this transition.
Speaking of getting better.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Well, I think everyone can hear it through my sexy, sexy voice. That I am kind of, I got hit hard.
Not just you.
A bunch of people. I bet you some listeners have also been hit hard.
So many people around me have been fucking smacked down by that shit right now.
Like
crazy.
Like
I don't like this.
I was one of the first. No, I mean, being picky about. Yeah, exactly. No, but truly, at the time, I didn't know anyone who was sick, so I was surprised when I got sick. I was like, "Where did this come from?" Where usually you're like, "Oh, I know exactly when that happened."
I'm dodging it right now. I'm like,
you are. Pss, 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 pss. Shane Gillis style.
I was gonna say. Yeah. I was gonna say, what's his name style? Who just fought? What's his name? I already forget. Mike Tyson style. Pss, pss, pss.
Well, Mike Tyson was more pss, pss. Getting hit, pss, pss, right? Pss. You're more Jake Paul style. Actually, Mike Tyson didn't even throw many punches. That was like watching your dad fight, and I wanted to cry the whole time. So I got hit, Monday. Monday.
Yep.
Not yesterday, Sunday. Week ago, Sunday. And then I was on set, Murphy's Law, everybody. 1730. I was working all week in wherever I was and-
Pennsylvania.
And I was, you guys, fever, snot. So I do before a take, I'd like in front of all cast and crew, couldn't even hide it because I was so sick. And a lot of people don't know this. You don't take work. You don't take sick days when you're filming stuff. It is at least cast. Obviously that's changed because of COVID and whatever, but like that, well, we did. And because it's so much money to postpone a shooting day and the schedule is strict. You are to be on set. And so I haven't been this sick in...
Since January.
No, I was less sick then.
Really?
Yeah.
I was smacked down.
You were smacked down.
Hard.
I was less sick for sure, but... So, but anyways, like great. I was sleeping like 9 hours a night and nothing. It was just a cold. Like, so it lasts a few days or a week. Oh my God. I mean, it's still there.
I don't think it was just a cold. I think you had, well.
I had a bit of a fever.
But you really didn't. Maybe it was just a cold. But the flu is going around hard right now.
Classic. I think I did have.
It's flu season.
But. I didn't even think I got to the flu part because I was just medicated constantly. Like I was just drugged up. If you look at my DayQuil stuff.
Yeah.
I drank too much of that. And well, the appropriate amount. And what was I going to say? That anyway, so that's what happened. And now I sound really good. And oh, and I'd be, before I take, I would just absolutely, right? And I go, makeup. And then they touch around my nose. And then I could talk maybe. I think I'm just going to watch it and go, wow, I was so
makeup.
Sick that day.
Makeup.
I was Miss Diva. I was Miss Diva that day. That throws 3 days, 4 days. Because I, and I said that to them. I was like, I'm so sorry. I never request this. But I truly, this looks like, I still have
you
my
were
skin.
Sick.
I was sick?
You were sick.
And how did it feel like taking care of me and stuff like that?
It was easy.
Really?
Just got some pho. We didn't get soup. Pho.
And you love pho.
I love pho.
But you know what? Tell me if this is relatable. Specifically, chicken gets disgusting to me around when I am sick. It is like, oh my God. Speaking of, I am 29 years old. I have not ever eaten a boiled egg in my 29 years of living because that is the nastiest shit to ever happen. It smells like shit. Why would I put that in my mouth, right?
It's an egg. It's no different than when you cook an egg.
Yeah, but it doesn't smell like that. It smells, hard-boiled eggs smell like shit.
Well, it's because you eat your eggs hot. Hard-boiled eggs are typically served cold.
They smell absolutely terrible, right?
No, they don't. They're fine. I love hard-boiled eggs. I might even make some tonight.
It was nice hanging out for the day.
One of the best little snacks. But here's the other thing.
I understand protein a lot.
Here's the other thing about it. You ate it and you liked it because you thought it was cheese.
Oh, guys. Okay,
you thought it was cheese that was in there and you were like, this is actually pretty good.
So my parents,
and then you find out that it's egg and then you're like, I can't believe I ate that.
So we have a lot to catch up on, you guys. My parents were here for the Thanksgiving weekend and then Kyle was away and my Polish family came down as well and we went out for a nice dinner and it overlapped for one day. And so we all went out for dinner and it was with, okay, so the dish was, it was fancy restaurant, fish, rice, and a sauce, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hell yeah. Like why would there be a hard-boiled egg in the sauce?
If you want to look it up, the dish is called Kedgeri. That's Kedgeri.
Very good, right? Very good. But then I get the sauce and I get the rice and I'm like, what is this? It's such a weird shape. It's such a weird, and it's covered in the white and the yellow sauce. And I eat it. I didn't think anything of it. And then someone was like, oh, it's egg. And I went.
You liked it.
My mouth starts watering from about to puke. I'm like,
you liked it.
And then the next morning I woke up and I go, I ate a hard-boiled egg.
I'm actually shocked that you don't like hard-boiled eggs because you love eggs. You love like the nutritious value.
I do.
That comes with it.
Yeah. And a savory snack.
And you love eggs. I'm shocked that you don't like to just have a hard-boiled one that you can just go and grab and just... You don't like it.
Oh, God.
With a little bit of salt on it, it's so good.
It disgusts me.
It's especially good. Let me tell you this.
And I understand, guys, I'm the weird one. And most people love it. I'm such a texture person. I was that kid who would eat bread for dinner because I just didn't. My parents, this is so embarrassing. I wouldn't eat any foods when I was in Poland. And I'd go for a month at a time. My parents would ship over Kraft Dinner mac and cheese. So I would eat it there because that was the only food I ate.
You've definitely told me this before.
I've definitely told you this. I probably have told the pod, but guys, we're friends and that's what friends do. They repeat stories, right? So
it's
keep
just
your comments
the texture.
What?
It's just the texture that throws you off. I love like...
I don't know. Everything about it is like... Like shivers down my spine.
But what about just other foods in general? Like there is another dish at this restaurant that we really like, Chez Martin. I think that's how you pronounce it. It's French.
It's good.
It's in Greenpoint.
It's like Montreal French.
But it's still French. It's a French name.
No, I know,
name.
But that's why I like to go in. But yeah.
They have this pig's head terrine, where basically they...
Pig's head terrine, yeah.
Take a pig's head and sort of
do it. They treat it.
And then they put it into like a loaf and it's really, really, really yummy. It's really delicious. But you would never touch that.
No, honey. No. Nope. Because the loaf was gelatin loaf. It wasn't like a loaf.
Hmm?
It wasn't like a bread loaf.
No, no, no. They pack it into like the shape of a loaf and then they slice.
But it wasn't quite meatloaf.
No, there's no bread in it. It's all meat. It's entirely meat.
I said it wasn't quite meatloaf.
Yeah.
Like the texture was, you could see like a carrot in it, right? Do you see what I'm saying?
What? Like there's, it wasn't like ground like, up
yes,
enough.
Yes, I understand there is something wrong with
that's
me.
That's what you're
yes.
saying.
Yes.
It wasn't like ground up and then like baked. Like,
that would be better for me.
A meatloaf.
But well, because terrine just it isn't was that. So.
It's just not what a terrine is.
It was a piece of art.
Yeah, it sort of flakes apart, the little pieces of it.
Honey, no. But what I did have was... What did we have? What did I eat?
Oh, the pork shoulder. Falafel was really good, the pork shoulder.
Shrimp was amazing.
The Gulf shrimp flown fresh up from New Orleans every single day.
We had a lot of different...
the Caesar.
Little plates, but then it ended up being so much. The Caesar salad, crisp as they come.
To die for.
But what was the main thing I ate? Lentils.
The chicken?
Maybe. But that was, again, when I was about to get sick. So the chicken was kind of like, I was like, That's how I know. I was like,
Oh, it was the tartare that you liked.
Beef tartare?
Yeah. No, she won't eat that.
Stop. What do you want? I'm a picky eater, but
it was really good.
But I am a picky eater. I've expanded my pickiness, but I still am a picky eater. And I know that's immature and I know whatever. I'm never going to be a wife to anybody because that's...
You know what?
Red flag.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I wish that there were more, I wish more apps, and I wish there was another way that you could see your year in review in the same way that you can with Spotify Wrapped, to be like if you, like Yelp, if you did like a Yelp Wrapped and it was like, you ate at this restaurant the most, you really liked this neighborhood.
Oh, well, you know where mine would be, probably the sushi restaurant across the street.
Yeah, but,
or which I've eaten too much of now, and now I'm
some
also
way,
getting the ick from
it. Oh, what if like your bank or credit card would send you like a year end thing that was just automated, and
that's
it was like
our
accountant,
our business manager, who is,
this is what you really loved this year.
Yes,
you ate at the sushi spot 36 times.
I don't,
you loved it there.
I think I would kill myself if I knew that, because I'm such a creature of habit, and I would.
There's got to be other things.
I would just go to the same places over and over and over and over again.
There's got to be other things like Spotify Wrapped that are for other year-long things, like Strava, the running app.
Yeah.
They don't do that, I don't think.
But are you on Strava? Like
Are
you on Strava?
Of course, follow me. Follow me on Strava. Actually,
I've never ran a day in my life.
Maybe don't follow me on Strava.
Yeah.
No. Where I live.
Yeah, please don't. Maybe make it private.
Then you'll know where I live.
I'm in this boat. Tell me if you're with me,
yeah,
here,
don't
everybody.
Do that.
Where working out to me seems like the last thing I'll ever do. I'm looking at working out as a waste of time right now. Like there's not a, not 1%. Okay, maybe there's 4% of my whole being that would work out right now. I am so over working out.
Why?
And
are you just not motivated to work out? Or what is it?
Maybe I was sick. Maybe it's the weather. Maybe it's like, because usually I'm so on it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm loving my Pilates. I'm loving my, But then lately I've been like, my body looks the exact same. I feel the exact same. Like what?
I have for sure been lacking motivation.
Yeah.
In exercising. But.
And it's not that I'm depressed. Honey,
no.
I'm feeling quite good.
But that changed for sure.
Today you went today.
Yeah.
It did feel good?
Yeah.
All right. See, that's probably.
It really did.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where, like, you know, you can feel off in some way. And then you're like, what is it? Why do I feel this way? And then you go and you do something like that and you're like, that's it. Which sometimes sucks too, because I'll wake up and still convince myself that I would feel better if I slept in and didn't go to the gym and I just stayed under the covers for a little while. But then I get up and I go, and after being there for 10 minutes, I'm like,
I'm gonna have
this
that too.
This was the best.
I do miss seeing my abs, like
it's not even that
constantly.
For me. It's just like waking up and exerting energy first thing in the morning for me changes my whole entire day.
Yeah.
For the better.
Yeah.
And I just have to accept that sometimes.
Can I ask you about your Spotify Wrapped? Because you shared on Instagram. I did not share on Instagram.
Yeah. You can ask me that. Mine was as expected for me. There's a couple of things where I thought to myself, that doesn't seem super right.
And hold that thought. And hold that thought on that, okay? Remember that
okay,
thought.
Okay, I'll remember that.
Because that's where I'm about to get into.
Okay, so top artist was McGee. No questions there.
Yep.
All five top songs for me were McGee songs, with How Many Miles being number one. You Got It, DNM, New Low, Are You Looking Up? This is where I'm a bit confused. The first four of my top four artists, I think make sense. Number five, not so much. Okay. Number one, McGee. Number two, the 1975. Number three, Chanel beads. Number four, Two Hollis. Number five, Charlie XCX. And I listened to Charlie XCX for sure, but I did not listen that much. And here's my thing. With the McGee stuff, I listened to how many miles? 107 times. I probably listened to that album start to finish 100 times. Like whenever I listen to him in the car or wherever, I just basically start the album from the top. Yeah. How many miles came out earlier? It was a single. And so maybe that has something to do with it.
Yep.
But that was just like top to bottom. I listened to that album a lot. With the Charlie XCX thing, I listened to when Brat came out all the way, top to bottom. I listened to the remix album or the bonus album.
Yeah.
Then I listened to the remix album. So maybe that has something to do with
that's
it.
That's what I'm getting onto too, because I'm going, Charlie was my number one artist. I like Charlie.
Same.
There is no way in hell I listened to her the most.
Yeah. Do you want to know what my top podcast was?
And unless I did, like, but I don't. And then Sabrina Carpenter, I'm like, no, like, don't get me wrong. I'm up to date. I've listened to the album. I like the album. But I am not going back and listening to Please, Please, Please or whatever. Like, I'm.
Yeah.
Like, I don't.
I would say.
And I like truly, but I'm just like, what? Like, I'm listening. What happened to, like, I listened to. What do I listen to? Fucking.
This is truthful. I didn't even think about this until now. Cause I was thinking like, well, what else was I listening to a lot? I listened to the Camila Cabello albums.
She was my number two, honey.
The new one. I listened to that a lot though.
She was my number two.
So where was that for me?
I don't know. See, that's the thing. Or like, or Japanese House was, I listened to a lot. I listened to Pine Grove a lot. I listened to like Bon Iver a lot. I listened to Frou Frou. Like, I don't know. I'm just like, where were the, like a lot, or Becky and the Birds. I've been listening to the album constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, did what? Like this, it just didn't seem right to me. I forget where my phone is, but I do want to.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. Anyways.
It's so funny.
But it is such a thing of like, I'm like, mine was too basic, so I didn't post it.
I have an ambient playlist that I like to just like work to.
Yeah, like you listen to that stuff constantly.
It's 12 hours long.
That's
and
what
it's,
I'm...
A lot of those songs are in my...
My 528 Hertz, honey. That's on all the time. What? Like, I'm like, what happened? Are they being...
Oh, man.
Like, if so, good for them, like, you know, getting pushed or whatever. But like, I'm like, what?
So what are you suggesting?
I don't think mine was right. But also, I'm just being pretentious and being a dick about it.
Okay, this is weird. I'm not going to listen to this now, but...
But I seem like, Pop Punk, the story so far.
Your Wrapped AI podcast is ready. For the first time ever, two AI hosts dive into your year in music, but with Google's Notebook LM.
Don't do this.
I'm going to listen to that later, but that's kind of freaky. But yeah, I love... I think that's one of the smartest things that Spotify does, is Spotify Wrapped. Because every year it happens.
It was a letdown this year. It was so...
Every year it happens. And every year people love it.
And there's... I was good. Okay.
And Apple copied it and did Apple Replay.
Do you remember the artist, the tallest man on earth?
No.
Okay.
Sounds like
Tell me someone remember. Connery, I know, is laughing editing this.
Sounds like a 2010
it is.
Sort of...
That... My brain just went to that.
Like, honestly, like girls era type of music.
Oh, you know what was at the party the other night? Was Arcade Fire, that guy. And his wife.
At the SNL party?
Yeah.
Really? Wynn Butler?
Yeah.
It's hard to miss. He's a giant.
I know.
He was there.
He was there.
He's
a huge SNL
gone.
Party. Or he's a huge fan.
I should have gone.
I know.
I would have said what's up to him.
Yeah. All right, I'll say a little cool thing.
Go
okay,
ahead.
Fine, I'll say a little cool
Go
thing.
Go ahead.
I never do this shit. You know I never do this shit. I'm going to say a little cool thing. I met Paul Mescal.
Mescal.
I met him. And yeah, we had a moment.
Whoa.
And the moment wasn't, we didn't kiss. It wasn't a sexual moment. In fact, it was quite friendly. And he, and he's a fan. And I hugged him and I said, I'm so proud of you. And we're all rooting for you. And that's so exciting. And
Gladiator.
And Trisha Paytas was there. And honestly, I do love Paul. Of course I love Paul. I've been a fan since fucking Normal People. But Trisha Paytas made me absolutely, I was like, oh my God, I can't go up to her. But, and I did, and I don't go up to people. But Paul was sitting on my purse, so I thought this was the perfect opportunity. And then he was like, and he's like, oh my God, you're the most beautiful girl I've ever seen. I said, you're dating Gracie. He said, I know. Hmm. I said, okay, read. But then it was friendly after that.
Okay. That's how you know you're a fan of someone if you're too afraid to go say something. That's how
I'm
you know
too
you're
afraid
like
to go to everybody.
Not everybody.
Who have I gone up to?
I don't know. I feel like maybe not. I don't know.
No, I'm kind of good about it. Like maybe if we're in the friend, like maybe my friend's talking, or when we're in a group, then I'm not afraid to go because I hate that shit when someone pretends like they don't know, and I'm victim of it. But now I go. I'm a big fan.
Hey, thanks. What's your name?
Ronnie.
Ronnie?
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
Partying.
That's sick. What do you do?
I'm a dancer.
Seriously? Show me your moves.
How about this?
Okay. Show me another one. I like your style, Ronnie. How would you feel about being one of my backup dancers for me?
You know who we met and who you were not afraid to tell?
Why do you always do that, man?
Do what? My hand started hurting. I don't know what's wrong with it. It really hurts.
Who? Who did I go up to?
Well, he came over.
What?
He came over to our house.
Okay.
Kyle Mooney.
Oh, God.
That was...
You said I wasn't?
No, we were geeking. I don't think...
I didn't know how to act.
Me neither. I was so hyper. I was trying to be funny. I think he hates me. No, I'm just kidding. But like, I was so weird. I didn't know how to be. I'm pretty cool. I'm pretty chill.
I
was freaking out.
Like watching the skit that we made, the sketch. Watching that back, I don't remember that happening. I like fully kind of blacked out in that moment, I think.
Well, the cutest thing of all was that our Kyle,
I bought Kyle merchandise when I was in high school.
Yes.
And I still have it. And I have it here with me in New York. And
that's so funny you brought it all the way to New York because you never wear it.
I never wear it, but I knew, like, I have a lot of clothing items that I hold a lot of sentimental value with. But as of recently, I've been like, I don't need this anymore. I can get rid of this. It's just taking up space in my closet. I can get rid of these things. That one, I was like, I can't get rid of this. And I just got rid of another shirt recently. I had an I Like Turtles shirt.
Mm. Yeah, I thought you could get rid of it.
And I saw it and I was like, I really don't need this anymore.
Yeah.
I loved it though so much. People loved it. It was a hit.
Yeah.
The shirt was a hit.
Yeah, in 2012.
I custom made it on Custom Ink. This was way before 2012.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think this was...
I Like Turtles?
Yes. I think I had that shirt in eighth grade.
Nope.
Google. You want to bet?
Google.
It was eighth or ninth grade.
So anyways...
Faux show.
I'm going to talk while you do this.
Go ahead.
Kyle took it out of his closet and we showed Kyle Mooney the Kyle merch and Kyle Mooney took a photo. So there now exists... a photo on Kyle Mooney's phone of Kyle Chase holding a Kyle Mooney shirt on Kyle Mooney's phone.
Posted June 11th, 2007.
Whoa, you're like ahead, dude.
2007. You said 2012.
This should be called the pretentious episode.
She said 2012. I said 20. I said eighth grade.
And I said, shut the hell up. And I said, I ate that first and I knew about that first. And my Spotify Wrapped wasn't interesting enough.
Or like a YouTube Wrapped.
Like, where was SZA on my shit?
For sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I listen to...
You are like bumping that.
Am I?
I don't know. What do you listen to? What do you think you listen to?
Listen to a variety.
Yeah.
A variety of music.
Mm-hmm. What do you like right now? What's like your favorite?
The Becky and the Birds album. And
so good.
I was listening to SZA in the shower this morning.
Okay.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
I don't know.
Becky and the Birds. You can say that. That's fine. If that's the like first thing that's at
the
front
first
of your head,
thing that's coming to my mind.
Same
right
for
now.
Me. I've been listening to that a lot.
Oclu.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of.
I can't wait
her.
For that album. That's gonna be a good album.
Yeah, I'm really vibing with her. I think she's the one. I think she's next.
Yeah.
I think she's next, you guys. But. That's it. Like, I'm not, but you know what we have been late to, but not late to, because I've watched, well, okay, Girls. We're watching Girls right now. And people know we live in
Greenpoint
in New York. And that's where the show takes place.
So we've been seeing some stuff around.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
That's in that episode where Marnie does this. In that episode, Ray goes and does this.
Yeah. It's awesome. And
it's a good show.
It's very good. Tonight we're going to go see Queer.
Yep.
Which I'm excited for.
With Zach.
Zach Villery. How come we still haven't had Zach on? Would he?
He won't.
Why?
He wouldn't.
Just comment, as a friend. He's so like part of us.
Comment down below if you want Zach on. Wizard Rocco.
Yeah.
No, he won't.
Jack. I feel like Jack would be a good guest.
Yeah.
Jack Bensinger. You guys like Jack?
Okay.
Anyways, so...
We're going to get... Oh, Sonic is on my foot. We're going to get into something, one of our favorite little fun segments, called...
Oh,
Q&A!
Wait.
Oh. Da-da-da. Mm-hmm. Connery, cue the Q&A music.
Cue it. Cue the music. Cue it now. Cue the music. Okay, I'm not going to sing this episode because of my voice, but...
Oh, this is a great question.
Okay.
This is actually a really good question.
Whoa. Whoa.
You all right?
Yes.
Okay. This is from Danny Manny.
Hi, Danny. Manny.
Do you guys ever have the names of the knights come up in your brain randomly? Like catch your mind saying them?
Of course. LOL. Of course. You live in my brain.
Yeah.
Live in my brain. And the longer you're there, the longer you're in my brain.
They really, yeah, for sure. Like the ones that
Louis.
Have been around for a while.
DJ Sticker Girls, you the best.
DJ Khaled Sticker Girls,
you the best.
You the best.
Mansuisa,
Louis. Yeah. They definitely pop up a lot.
Like just, yeah, definitely. It's like a different, it's like a secret language now.
Dubicky.
Yeah.
Just because of saying that.
Yeah. And then we met him. Fuck. All right, what's the next one?
Adriana Ah.
Okay.
Adriana. Oh. This is from Bank, Ruby, Veronica, Kyle, and Connery are Power Rangers. They must have changed their name. Because that used to be Bank, Ruby, Veronica, and Kyle are best friends. Ha 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 ha. Okay. What?
See?
Watching Mitch's episode, I've noticed that y'all are very positive and supportive towards one another. I'm curious, how did y'all come together in such a positive manner? Is there a driven force or attitudes toward career or some sort of value that brings y'all together?
Wow. I like this question.
I think if we're going to take it from the back and go towards the front, the value that brings all of us together ultimately is kind of like with Mitch, you, me, and Michael, I would say is our work ethic. It's like a huge part of it.
And you can answer, I'll answer.
Our work ethic and our taste in things that we find funny or whatever, I think are a huge part of how we've stuck mm-hmm. together so much. Mm-hmm. And I also think that from the values side of things, the four of us all understand that one of us succeeding is all of us succeeding, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. which is why I think we are so positive and we reinforce each other in that way, maybe.
Yeah, I think it's a great gift, maybe, that I think all of us kind of have, is we don't compare. Like, sure, that seeps mm-hmm. in.
To each other or in general?
To anybody, to each other. I'm not like, these people are like us, and that's why I'm jealous or I hate them, or like, or this person's ahead in this way. Sometimes, like, obviously naturally, but pretty, I think we all have a great relationship with that mm-hmm. of being like, this is where I'm at mm-hmm. and how could you ever possibly compare me to anybody in the entire world? Because that's so, it's impossible to do that. And it's a never ending game that with no answers. But the real Northern Star for, I think, all of us is, sure, whatever, whether you want to call it fame, recognition, whatever it is, cool, that's great. Obviously, that's thing that comes with these things, and I like that people like my things. But the Northern Star is maybe not being the best at what I... being the best that I can be and making making good stuff, making like awesome shit is like really my Northern Star of mm-hmm. of creating stuff that I am proud of and that I like, and that just like good art, comedy, whatever you want to call it. And we're all very like unserious. We're serious, but then we're
we
like...
We don't take ourselves seriously.
No, we don't take ourselves seriously. We are not afraid to fail and to...
big time.
...be ourselves in this way that I really... I don't know if that's come with age. It wasn't always the case. But like that is my Northern Star when I was in therapy. And I was like... because, you know, so many of the... you know, you just get a bad rep for being like a narcissist or... just people that are actors or comedians or whatever, because you are your business. But like, I'm like, I don't think I am, but like, I have this family member, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. whatever, talking shit or whoever. And I'm like, I really am not. I really don't think about myself that much. It's just like, and it's not about me being, because I think about that too. I'm like, am I in this just for validation? Sure, there's a part because of whatever my inner child was needed attention. Sure, there's like a maybe a fraction of that, but I don't think that's my driving force at all. It's just making good things mm-hmm. and with people that I like and just enjoying. We really are kind of like when nothing's on and when we're just hanging out, we really are that way where we're like, I'm so, today I said this to you, I was like, I'm so grateful for you and I love our life and I love that we get to work together.
It's great.
And we are so open about those things and we're constantly like, we're so lucky and it's hard and it's just the beginning, but what a exciting thing that we're at the beginning and what an adventure it's going to be.
Clip that. Clip that. Spoken like a true optimist. Come on.
I'm feeling...
come on.
I am feeling so good these days.
That was like locker room pump up, like...
I am... No. It's true. Because you know have to remember though? That. Because so many people will tell you fucking shit about whatever the fuck. And they don't even know you. And you gotta go, no. I know me and I know that I'm not in this for whatever reason. Sure, it's great and cool and awesome. Cool, awesome. But that's not the juice. The juice is the work and the juice is the things you make and the memories you make and the friendships you make and the connections, connections not being gross connections, connections being connections with human beings, people.
Yeah, I think she gets it. I loved that.
Thank you. Do you have some people to thank?
No. We have a couple more questions.
Oh.
Yeah, is that okay?
Do you want to do it in the bonus? Because we're almost...
No, we got plenty of time.
All right.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Do you want to try a new sushi spot today?
This is a really quick answer from Taylor Rydberg. Can we hear more about the upcoming tour?
Postponed.
Canceled.
Don't say canceled.
Postponed.
Because we didn't even announce it. It's postponed. Because when there's too many tabs open in your brain is how I was feeling.
Yep. How we.
Then the work, which we're talking about, and take this advice if you don't, suffers. So sometimes it's about having less tabs so you can give more energy and more time to the tabs. Because then if we have another tab open and then we go, maybe that tab is not good, but we don't have time for that tab at this moment. But the tab has just been, for the time being, closed. But that doesn't mean it's not going to open within the next, however, this year, honestly. But I just, not this year, 2025. But like, trust me, it's because we want to make it the best it possibly can be. That's it. And we love you.
And we love you. Veronica, would you ever consider making a makeup tutorial vid for the Patreon?
Yeah. Yes. I even thought about my mane, but...
Your makeup always looks so good, and I would love a little toot, which I think
Thank you.
For a tutorial.
That's really sweet. I have thought about making a genuine one for my real page, but I think there needs to be some kind of twist in it.
Yeah.
Which I do have an idea.
Mm.
But I will tell you. But yes, especially when I'm home for the holidays, I feel like there's going to be a day I'm bored and I'm going to just going to rip it. But thank you. That is my secret. Like, I do want to have a makeup line one day.
Loving that.
Loving that.
You know what I want? That. I mean, you already know what I want one day. What? But it would have to be really good and really different. Coffee. Like, yes. Once everything, you know, everyone kind of dips into their little side businesses and whatever, I would have to do a coffee of sorts. I would need it. What are you looking at?
My hand is, like, really hurting.
Okay, last question from our boy HK.
Hi, Aiden.
He says, my boy Big C knows the deal, but V&K, have you guys heard of the Talking Talk Tua podcast? Funniest thing ever. Is that the girls from the Hawk Tua Girls podcast?
I think.
Or is it a different podcast than that?
That sounds, let's assume that it's the girl.
If it is, have you heard what happened to her recently?
No.
What she did? Well, in the whole fucking crypto shit that's all popular right now and booming and banging. Yeah, I have like 8 Bitcoin.
No, you don't.
I have 0 Bitcoin.
Okay, me too.
At one point in my life.
You had Bitcoin, you sold it? Yeah. I think I did too.
Yeah. I bought it so that I could buy other coins because this was when Bitcoin was at like 1,000.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, Bitcoin's not going any higher. So I have to get into the other ones that are going to go crazy.
Yeah.
And so I bought Bitcoin.
And what's that? And let that be a lesson to the people you fuck with. Because sometimes there are always going to be lulls before there's a rise.
Let that
be a lesson in life.
And for me, the lesson there is it's never too late.
No.
Sometimes, quote me on this. Quote me on this. This is a Kyle Chase quote. I want this to be like a Googleable quote. Sometimes it's always just the beginning. How's that? How's that for a quote?
That is a Kyle Chase quote.
Sometimes it's always just
make
the beginning.
Make days awesome again.
Yep.
Just another classic day.
Yep.
Sometimes
it's always just the beginning.
Sometimes.
Yep. It's always just. Sometimes it's always just the beginning.
Perfect.
And with that, we've got some people to thank.
We got some people to thank.
And we're doing this differently, actually.
Why?
We're doing it on my phone.
Great. Connery,
cue that music.
Papa, papa. Papa, papa.
What?
It's Christmas. It's almost Christmas time. Can I open my chocolates?
We haven't had dinner yet.
But I promise I'll be hungry for dinner. Please, can I open my chocolates?
What day of Christmas is it?
What day is it? 16th?
December 16th.
Is it actually?
Yes.
Is it actually?
Yes.
Is it actually? No, it's not. Okay.
Yes, it's December 16th.
Wait, I'm 16th. Supposed to be back in Canada. Oh my God. Wait, guys, also, sorry. Also, Buskers is coming to Buskers,
you
Toronto.
Can save that
I have a
for
show.
The end.
Sorry. I have to open up my chocolates.
Go ahead.
Papa, have you ever met Father Christmas?
Actually, yes. I have. And let me tell you, he used to be a friend. He used to be a friend.
He was? Papa, whatever do you mean?
Well, way back in the day, it must have been 1540 or so.
Yes?
Well, me and this boy were friends. His name was Nick. And Nick and I, well, we went to school together. And Nick and I, we got along very, very, very well. Until one day, he thought he was so cool. Because he thought that he could put together a list of all the people that have been good and all the people that have been bad. And he comes into school one day. And he's got this list in his hand.
A list? What do you mean?
And he says, this is my nice list, and this is my naughty list. I'm getting chocolate all over me hands.
Put it on the top so people can see how many of there are.
I don't want it to melt on the table.
It won't melt, just put it on there.
And he says, here's all the people that have been nice, and here's all the people that have been naughty.
What day is it actually?
I'll start with the nice. And he says, Finn Bruce, Sarah Dolstrom, Hayden Kuhn, Eric Burke, Adrian Dubicki, Katie Chase, Aaron Ruggiero, AOP Boo Sponsor, Ashlyn, Badsick, Martin Legrand, Carlotta Ossenberg, Mansur Wisa, Dana Kreisman, Hot Sauce Haley, Kelly Beach, Sophie Serenkowski, Belle Stone, Hivemind Riley, Laura Strelitz, Jack Bloor, Ali, Andre Sanchez, Coco, Mia Babadia, Willie One of One, Daniel Vinard, Hannah Newsom, Emily Faith, Stinky L, Mackenzie, Maggie Moran, Josiah, Antonio Mora, Peyton Flesh, Troy and Haley Kosler, Danny Manny. Did I not already say Danny Manny? Oh no, that's wrong. I was reading. Danny Manny, DJ Khaled, Sticker Girls, You the Best, Adriana R, Jimmy McPentagon, Haley Nelson, Vincent S, Betsy, Bank, Ruby, Veronica, Kyle, and Connery are Power Rangers. Taylor Lanier, Matthew Vanderpute, Luke Sin, Savannah Lewin, aka Lil Pip, Ashley Falls, Megan Gooby, Ava Eastberg, Taylor Ridberg, Eric Anderson, Leah Shirley, Michael McKitty, Lauren Baller, Catgirl in a Dog World, Kane Queen, Alice Matthews, Asim the Dream, Mavis 28, Linda Davis, Maddie Dorsey, Elsie Belsey, Fantasy Camp, M. Louise, Sarah Schwint, Sam Rumble, Sleepsosaurus Rex, me to make sure, what? Shoot. Me to make sure you don't forget, I can't read this one all the way, hold on. Me to make sure you don't forget to put chains around, fuck, I can't read the whole thing. We can't do this on the phone anymore. Shoot. Me forget to make sure you don't change. Mandy and Levy, Nate S, Charlie McGillrath, Ian Michael Ray Golding. And he says, that's everyone on the nice list. And on the naughty list is only one name. And whose name did he say?
Who?
Mine.
Papa.
Pinston Fandesment. Pinston Fandesment.
That's your real name, Vava?
Yes. You knew that. You're Pinson Fandeschmidt II.
I thought it was Lucifer. To be continued. And seen.
To be continued, huh?
It's first of the Christmas episode.
Okay.
Guys, we love you so much.
You got chocolate on my hand.
I didn't get it.
Thank you guys so much for everybody. Listening. Again, if you haven't already, comment down below. Yeah.
It's great. You don't have to do it twice. They know.
You know what? I have to do this. Comment down below, subscribe, follow on Spotify, share it on your story. If you want the bonus version that we're about to record right now, head to the Patreon link in the bio. If you want the ad-free version that you can still listen to on Spotify with videos, go to the Patreon link in the bio. If you want to purchase some awesome, cool, awesome, fun merchandise, hats, t-shirts, one that's
come
like—
come see Buskers, Toronto, December Toronto. 20th.
One of the t-shirts is this cool little kind of like athletic fit like this one where it's like a little cropped and whatever. This is a size extra large for those wondering. And also a really awesome and nice hoodie.
Can't wait to see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.